Lad dug deep, got you the win on Thursday. Is that what we can say about that game?
Yeah, we did some good things. I think we improved in lots of areas what we've been trying to work on. It was a good win. You know, the, without a doubt, they'll beat some teams in these eight Super Eights, Huddersfield. And to get the 2 points was the main thing. The performance was the second thing. We had to win the game. And but I feel like we improved in certain areas of the game. So overall, very satisfied with the win.
Are we yet to see the best of your side this year?
Yeah, no, I've not walked away yet thinking that we played really well. Never been satisfied with any of our games. But we're playing better for longer now. And we seem to be understanding where we're going and why we're going there and what we're trying to do when we get there. And once we do that, we'll be more consistent in our performance, and I do see that happening, you know, very soon, hopefully this Friday against a tough team.
Just going to say, we're going to have to dig deep and put in a better performance than on Thursday night against probably the form side in the comp.
Yeah, definitely. We need to improve on what we did against Huddersfield. Leeds are playing unbelievably well, and nobody's given us a chance to win the game. And I want to go down there and be really competitive against them. They are the team of the comp. You know, they play with a lot of energy. They play the ball quickly. They've got some very skillful players. They've got a great back five. They've got a great middle. And you know, so it's a huge challenge from the player. But you know, we've got some good edges and we've got some good middles as well. So we just want to compete. We want to stay with them, and we want to really give them a game.
I was going to say, when you sit down with your staff and you look at how you're going to beat Leeds, I suppose when you pick a normal team you look for weaknesses, but you probably struggle to find any with Leeds, so you've got to focus on what you do best and how you can get around them, is it?
Yeah, it is. They do have weaknesses, the human, like us. They do have weaknesses in the team, and so do we, and we're working on things, and I know they're working on things. But you know, we're two games up and they've won one game, so we know how to beat this team. But at the moment, you know, people are talking about them being unbeatable, and they're saying themselves that they're going to win three trophies. So it's good motivation for us as a club, and everything comes down to this game. It's got huge importance on this game. You know, I'm under no illusions that, you know, Leeds are going to really challenge us in every department, and it's our job to make sure we challenge them.
Losing Ayton will be a big blow for them, but Burrow will step in. They've got a couple of young hookers as well, but that can work both ways, can't it? They can fall apart because they lose a player, but it can galvanise the team as well.
Yeah, exactly. We've lost Dan Sergeant and we lost Budgie, you know, two of the best edge players in the competition, you know. But we don't worry about it, we get on with it, and I'm sure Leeds will do the same. And you're correct, you can galvanise you, and that's what he's going to do. Rob Burrows is a great standard for Paul Ayton. Paul Ayton's a great player, but so is Rob. So we know the challenge what he gives us, and we've played against him many years. Very unexpected what he does, but it's alarm bells when he gets the ball. But you know, we've dealt with him before, and hopefully we can do that again.
And this game and the next one against Warrington is a chance to go back to grounds where we didn't show the best of ourselves earlier on in the year.
Yeah, exactly. We did okay Warrington at home, but Warrington away, we undersold ourselves, really disappointed. So we do owe them a good performance, and that's going to be the game to do it.
Saints losing their game meant that we hang on to a second spot. It's important that we try and keep that now, and a win would really put the pressure on Leeds as well.
Yeah, if we could put 2 points off Leeds, it's a massive game for us, and obviously a big game for them. If they get the 2 points off us, it stretches the gap a bit, and you know, so it is a really, really important game. But we're going there with a good frame of mind. We want to be competitive against a very, very talented team, but you know, we want to make sure they know they've been in the game. We want to throw things at them and make sure we challenge them in every area.
It's a big ground as well. It's a big atmosphere as well, but one that you relish.
Yeah, we like it. We like going there. It's a great atmosphere. They get behind the team, and you know, and I know Wigan fans travel in numbers there. It's going to be the game of the round, and it's a really, really important game. We're treating it like a grand final. Been doing lots of footage this week, but you know, my players know what they need to do.
Still early on in the week, but just to bring us up to speed with your team, everybody okay? Just a couple of knocks.
Yeah, everybody's good. Obviously, Sergeant Budgie out, and Ben Flowers fit, so everybody's trained really well this week. We've had no knocks in training, thank God. Touch wood, and hopefully it stays that way. So I'll be picking from a pretty decent, healthy squad.